If you have your Bibles this morning, if you'd like to follow along as we read the scriptures this morning, someone sent me it wasn't an email, it was on Facebook. Some of you may have seen it. I don't remember it exact. I started to write it down. But there's a little thing that says, when the devil sees a person toting the Bible, he gets a little worried. When he sees him reading it, he gets really, really worried, starts getting sick. And when he sees him studying it, he really starts to worry, and starts to think what is going to happen next. So I think, you know, God's Word is so important that we need to read it as often as we can. So in Hebrews 8 chapter, the 8th through the 12th verses, and I'm going to back up to the 7th verse, if you don't mind. I didn't put that in there. But it says, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind. I will write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." If you'll turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. Chapter 18, verses 3 through 9. And I'll back up a little bit on this one too, to verse 1. At the same time, the disciples came unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And who shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believes in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom offenses cometh." The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the opportunity to stand before your people, to stand in this church and to speak your word. And I pray as I do, dear Heavenly Father, that your Holy Spirit will speak through me. And dear Heavenly Father, that those here will hear the word that is meant for them. And they will have the understanding of more of you, dear Heavenly Father, than anything in the world. I ask you now to be with us as we come now at this time of studying your word and receiving your word. In Christ's name, amen.